ça, c'est pour la vie. J'aime faire souffrir encore, chérie. Absence ou nan kèm, fèm fin chagrin. Mwen pa bwen ba manje, ma panse tout jounen zami. Apande sa mgeye, pe pati yonye. Mwen la satan, chéri fwa koutoune. Absence ou nan kèm, fèm fin chagrin. Mwen pa bwen ba manje, ma panse tout jounen zami. Apande sa mgeye, pe pati yonye. Mwen la satan, chéri fwa koutoune. Tebe, tebe. Son bagay sakre Tere La vim san le moudou Dout son jik pa sekre Tere Le moun gen pou wougoun Ya son bagay sakre Tere Chéri ki lè wap toune Ti moun yo ap kriye Pe pa konsole yo Mou del moun finè Gouè sa nan tèt mwen Jou apre jou Map pi chagren Mou baga tan Chéri ki lè wap toune Ti moun yo ap kriye Pe pa konsole yo Mou del moun finè
Alright, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And the story here is I haven't been on this time slot in a couple of years, but frequent listeners of the show will know that I am. I was here 8 to 10 p.m. For about 2 or 3 years, and then I was exiled to early morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Now I'm back here where there are actually functioning humans here on the 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. slot. And So for those who are uninitiated, I guess I'm multi-genre alternative. At least that's what I keep putting on my timesheet when I sign up for shows. So the deal here is that, you know, the Thousand Points of Light, name of the show, originally inspired by the 90s era music and that sort of formed my tastes. And that's, of course, expanded to include any number of genres that are sort of tangentially related to that. But you know, that's sort of the common theme. And what we're doing tonight is I've been reading Carrie Brownstein's book, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl, and I've, as you can probably imagine, there are a number of musical references in the book. Carrie Brownstein, of course, being one of the main drivers behind Slater Kinney, and of course the show with Fred Armisen, Portlandia. So far, I've read most of the book. Maybe I'm like 70% through. No references to Fred or to Portlandia, but a lot of good references for music. And I'm going to take you through, this is going to be a multi-part show, maybe two, potentially three parts. First part is going to be her early stuff, or the stuff that influenced her that she was interested in. She had a kind of an interesting childhood, somewhat traumatic with her father and mother sort of not really getting along. Her mom suffered from anorexia, and her father, I guess, suffered from some kind of gender identity, or he later came out of the closet as a gay man. So that was sort of complicated in the 80s and 90s for that. And so that sort of guided her life, I suppose, when she was a young kid and then a teenager. So we're sort of taking, I'm going to take you through all the different musical touchstones of her career or of her life, really. So we're starting out with some super early stuff, including this track right here. This is actually from the McCoys, Hang On Sloopy. Yeah, I know, really digging deep. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Town.
right. That's not what I wanted to play. That's not one. No Elvis Costello. Sorry. I've been trying to do a number of things here, and I'm also a little green. I haven't had a show in a while. Let's try it again. Ready? Uh-oh. Yeah, she listened to Van Halen. Hard to believe, but it's true. I guess we were all teenagers once. WMFO 91.5, Medford.
Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
We'll be right back.
There it is. There's the heart beating. They leave no stone unturned. They want to help you over the head with their images there. The heart of rock and roll. They can't just describe it to you or tell you about the backbeat that every artist has used for the last 50 years. They have to let you hear the beating heart of rock and roll. Yes, here goes the news. So those of you who heard the beginning of the show or might be a little confused, you probably thought this is going to be a Riot Girl-themed show all about Carrie Brownstein from Sleater-Kinney. But unfortunately for you, I've read her memoir, or I've read most of it. It's more like an autobiography than a memoir. It's called Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. And she's kind of unabashed and unapologetic for her love for this stuff from the early 80s. And, maybe I should take that back. She's a little apologetic. A little embarrassed. I mean, she's an artist. She's a musician. She's got to be somewhat cool. I mean, she can't go on about how she loves Huey Lewis in the News of all people. But she does at least own up to it. Before that, Duran Duran with Rio. I guess every woman who's alive today was growing up in the 80s has to profess some kind of love for Simon Le Bon and Duran Duran. Before that, the 11 Spoonful with Summer in the City. Van Halen, Ain't Talking About Love, after I cut off. What did I cut off? Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Don't want to go back to Chelsea. The McCoys with Hang On Sloopy, an inauspicious way to begin the show. So that's the deal, Carrie Brownstein show. This is part one of a two-part series, maybe three. We'll have to see how things go. See if I get many complaints from my loyal listeners. Moving on, we're not really out of this woods yet. We're not through embarrassing her, as it were. Up next, it's these guys. Uh-oh. That's trouble right here. Judas Priest, you've got another thing coming. 91.5 WMFO.
I'll be must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. Should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
Oh my, Dion and the Belmonts. You know, I feel like part of this show is all about embarrassing Carrie Brownstein, as this is a show devoted to her and her memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl, all about her life growing up in Redmond, Washington, which before she was, I guess, growing up there before it became, or while it was becoming, this hub for Microsoft. And then she really didn't move anywhere. She did move to Olympia, Washington, which is kind of further south from Seattle. She lived in Seattle a little bit. Olympia, not really Portland, but it was kind of her home base was Olympia, where she kind of evolved into a musician in bands that were preceding Slater Kinney and then eventually Slater Kinney. Sorry, we're having some technical issues underneath there. That was like the bed that I like to play with Elvis Costello, and now we're going to have the Who. So that's kind of the story there. I've been enjoying the autobiography, or the memoir, as it were, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl, from Carrie Brownstein. I feel like we're just trotting out all of the skeletons in her closet, her musical closet. Up next, R.E.M., The One I Love, from Document. And then, by promise, by the end of the show, we'll have some Seattle punk and some Riot Girl stuff. I promise that's kind of how this is going to go. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Fire! you.